Chapter 4. "Before we go, I want to know what you meant by what you just said, Sheriff," Jerry Kirk said desperately.
"I don't hardly know myself. The way I look at it is there's just two answers that makes any sense. Something happened right about noon today, just when Lucy had set dinner out on the table, to make her walk off with Bobby in the same clothes they had on and not come back. That's one answer."
"But what could make her do that?" groaned Jerry.
"I don't know. Not if she was in her right mind, I don't."
"And the other answer?" Kirk demanded.
"That this here Ranny is doing some plain and fancy lying, and killed both of them, maybe, and hid them where they can't be easy found."
"Now looky here," said Twister swiftly. "If you'll ride to Fort Davis with me, you'll find out I left at 10 o'clock like I said, and I couldn't have been here at noon when them dishes was set on the table."
"Maybe so," agreed the sheriff uncompromisingly. "After you're safe locked up in jail, I'll send a deputy to Fort Davis to find out."
"Hold on, Sheriff," Kirk cut in. "Even that won't prove a thing. Supposing he has just been here half an hour or so, it don't take very long to do a job on a defenseless woman and baby."
"Dad blame your hide,"
Twister lunged at Kirk.
"You take that back before I bust your head open. I ain't laid a hand on your woman."
The sheriff's big hands grabbed Twister and held him in a vice-like grip.
"You better calm down. I'm running things round here," he said gruffly. "Them dishes on the table shows that whatever happened to your wife happened to her back at noon," he went on in an exasperated tone to Kirk.
"He could have fixed it that way. By God, Sheriff, don't you see? To make us think Lucy hasn't been here since noon."
"Pretty smart work," grumbled the sheriff. "For a Jasper that don't look none too smart above the ears."
He studied Twister's scarred face disapprovingly.
"Could be, though. But if anything like that has happened to Mrs. Kirk, we can't help her none by setting around here gabbing. First thing is to get him locked up while we find out."
"You're right. We can't help her none if she's dead," said Kirk in a broken voice. "But if she's wandering around somewhere with Bobby..."
"Then she's bound to turn up," said the sheriff.
He turned to the door.